What's up?
Hello?
Hello, what's up?
Hello?
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 Okay, I'm done saying hello, now you go. Talk. What's up, baby? Baby doll, this world's got fucking rules. And the man pays when the girl sucks some hog. Hog meaning your dick, dick meaning your penis. Tell a bitch! It's fucking, that's what this world's about, baby. We get what we want. We're adults, top of the food chain, baby doll. Not fucking whales. No, baby doll, you're hearing what you want to hear. Listen, queer. Oh, fuck it. Don't be looking at balls, baby. I know they're going to change the Constitution, but that don't rock, baby. That's right. We'll take a break for your local weather. This just it. Where you're at, it's fucking summertime.
Ow! So how you doing, Aaron? It's summertime.
Yeah, that's right. It is summer.
So this is our new evolution in Loggeria, where our first innovation was to not sit down. I thought that was a cool one.
That was a good one.
We just kind of stand up, and it's almost like we're doing stand-up to each other.
Right.
But the next step now is to go outside and do shows in weird random places.
Yeah, nobody knows what the hell we're doing.
So now we're on the north side of the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Live on location?
Yeah, just sitting in the grass. Tons of other people hanging around, sitting in the grass.
Probably wondering what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
But because we're like a shark.
Probably not that interesting.
We got to keep on moving. You know, yeah. We can't stop. We got to keep innovating.
No. We got to move.
Sharks can swallow license plates. Sharks are cool.
We'll just have to come up with, every time we're going to have to come up with a new location. So if anyone's got any good ideas of where we should go.
But yeah, no, I think this could be kind of cool just to change up the atmosphere or whatever, you know?
Right now I'm picking grass out of the ground.
Right, and there's like a fountain. I don't know if that's audible. Got traffic and shit
buses,
going by.
Buses, traffic.
It's totally cool.
A bird might poop on us.
Oh,
we never
fucking
know.
Not. Christ.
The other day, one almost pooped on me. I was standing there, and it just came like, vroom, it like skimmed down my whole body. I was like, oh, thank God, it didn't get me.
This is extra weird too, not having the headphones.
Yeah, I know. We also don't have the headphones, so we can't really hear.
Hopefully, the levels are okay.
Hopefully, we're whoa. Yeah,
that was a motorcycle. Like, hog.
Ow!
Ow!
Hogging it up.
It's way better than outside. I mean, inside.
You know, it's gonna be trouble if it starts raining and shit, which it always does in this town. We're gonna have to.
Well, we can have indoor locations.
Yeah.
Coffee you can go to coffee shops.
I totally want to do one for McDonald's sometime. That'd just be awesome.
Like a really ghetto McDonald's?
Yeah.
Get an ice cream cone and wait?
Like that McDonald's by your work, I think, would be a good place. Just because it's like all big and
it's weird.
Just kind of hide in the
or
back.
Or you can go
somewhere.
To the McDonald's headquarters one.
Where's that?
It's like down past my work, like on Boundary Street.
Oh,
somewhere.
Yeah. That one's really nice, man.
It's got all the test stuff there.
I applied for a fucking job there.
That's the one where you got hired?
Yeah. It was like the saddest fucking day of my life that I was so desperate for a job. I actually applied at McDonald's. But then the day I was supposed to start, I got the job at Blends.
Nice.
And thank fucking God. Oh, man.
Or you would have been doing the radio show with some other McDonald's kid.
Yeah. Or I probably would be going out with some 38-year-old Mexican fat woman with a mustache right now. Because, you know, the dating pool
would
might
really
so
be
good.
A man.
Yeah. Oh. That's one thing I've realized is that I'm just like, until I actually get a good job, I'm never going to meet anybody that I actually like could have an honest relationship with at any of the jobs that I have, you know?
You can
like,
meet that handicapped lady who greets people at the door at your work.
Oh, God.
She's got it going on.
Well, like at my fucking movie theater job, fuck. Like, I would have been out of there so long ago if it wasn't for the projectionist thing.
Yeah.
But it's all just, like, high school kids or people in, like, their late 30s, early 40s who are just fucked. Their lives are fucking over, you know?
Oh, another hog.
Yeah. Some kind of fucking hog
so
convention.
So just might be this, these radio shows might be updates on who's driving by and or walking by.
We should start fucking yelling at them and throwing
we
shit.
We should start
see
yelling
if we can
at
get
people.
Some guy with a bike chain to come beat the shit
come,
out of us.
Come over here and start yelling at us.
On the air.
I'm surprised no one's actually looked yet.
So, you want to hear a fucking emo boy moment? Speaking
yes.
of relationships, my ex-girlfriend who I met at the coffee shop, where we also met.
Right.
But, you know, I should have known fucking coffee shop. I mean, that's fine for the hilarious Loggeria of friendships, but, you know, you don't want to forge some kind of deep, meaningful bond with some chick you meet at a coffee shop, you know? I just should have known that was trouble to start with. But I don't know where I'm going with this. But the other day I was reading it was actually a comic book she bought for me, and I didn't finish reading it, and I had a bookmark in it. And the bookmark was an old to-do list that she wrote, and one of the things on it was Call Keith, and Call Keith was crossed out. And I was just like, oh, emo boy. I don't know. It was like,
crossed
It was one of those weird vertigo moments. I was like, whoa, that's like symbolic.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
I like finding lists of people that people write on the ground, like finding weird lists, like what people are buying for their groceries. Sometimes I'll just pick it up and read them. Liver, oatmeal. You're like, what the fuck are you making?
After I found out about Found Magazine, I was always looking for stuff on the ground.
Me too. That's when I started doing it too.
I had like a whole file folder full of shit, but in the end it just wasn't that interesting. I never bothered sending it in, but But it's surprising how much stuff you can find if you're looking. Just
that looks like a man, but it's wearing a dress. But it is Vancouver,
like
so you
Vito
never know.
Like Vito from wrestling?
Yeah, have you seen that? That's funny.
Fuck. What's so you you ever been to this art gallery?
No, look how skinny that guy is.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, it's God.
He looks comfy, though. See, I wish I had thought of this when I was homeless. I had my big, epic 3.5 days of homelessness that I kind of did on purpose just to for writing. I was like, man, it'd be cool to be homeless. I should see what it's like. So I was between apartments, and I deliberately didn't look for anywhere to stay. I thought I'd just try to be homeless. And I didn't think of it until later, but why didn't I just come to a park, Stanley Park, any park here, and just lay out a blanket and pass out? Is
yeah, nobody
do
would
that
care.
All the time. They think I was just sunbathing or whatever.
Hanging out, reading a book.
Yeah, but if you're on an actual park bench, which I was, you know, then you're fucking homeless, obviously. Nobody yeah. sleeps on benches unless they're
no.
homeless.
You need a blanket or a towel or something.
Yeah.
I don't no, I've never been to this art gallery.
I was here last, no, two summers ago for the Andy Warhol
exhibit.
You seen
that? Was it good?
And, I think Andy Warhol is full of fucking shit.
Okay.
The guy was just, it was just bullshit. It meant nothing. It's like, hey, here's a painting of a soup can.
That's what I was just going to say, a soup can or a banana.
He's got this one movie that was just like the
I've
Empire
seen
State Building for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, that's not clever. That's just, that's the emperor has no clothes. That's like, you're just pulling the wool over these fancy
I've seen a lot
fucks.
Of his like gay transvestite movies that he did. Those are really weird too.
Those sound better.
Okay.
I remember though, there was this person doing the tour, the guided tour or whatever. And, you know, there's like the soup cans, for instance. And
right.
She had asked somebody like, so what do you think these represent? And someone gave some weird bullshit answer that didn't make sense. And she's like, no, actually. And then she gave some other weird bullshit answer that didn't make sense. And it's like, listen, if your answer isn't going to make any more sense than the first guy, don't fucking make shit up, you know? Just go, yeah, sure, maybe that's
label
what he meant.
The label actually represents the outside of the soul. And that what's in the can that counts.
Right.
You know? I don't know, who knows?
Luckily, I came on
better.
Cheap day, so it didn't cost me very much.
Oh,
but
you went on Thursday?
Know. Same thing at the, I knew this dude back in Fredericton who, he's an art boy, and he was all into Jackson Pollock, the guy who would just make big abstract paintings on his floor, just dump paint and shit all over the place. That's just dumping paint and shit all over the place.
Yeah,
you
that's
kind
of weird.
I don't know. I don't know.
Some of it looks cool, but it's not really like, shouldn't be glorified.
I don't dig the fine art. I just don't.
You don't dig fine arts?
I'm all about pop culture. Fuck fine art. Fine art doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Mona Lisa. What's so great about the Mona Lisa? Fuck.
Some guy painted it. Probably
like
it's a pretty good painting.
That Fight Club line, I want to wipe my ass with the Mona Lisa. Fuck yeah. Fuck the past. Fuck this bullshit culture. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of people clinging onto it.
You know, it's one thing that I always thought was ridiculous, too, about these people that are big into, you know, like the fine art or whatever.
Right.
Is that all of that shit was pop culture at the time. Shakespeare was pop culture, but now they don't like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but they love Shakespeare. It's like, just because it's old or fucking orchestra shit. Beethoven, Mozart, that was popular as hell. That was the music. But now they're like, fuck,
good
Justin
point.
Timberlake. Fuck him. Justin Timberlake is awesome. All right?
He's okay. I wouldn't go as far to call the guy awesome.
He has a new album coming out. His
oh
last
God.
Album was half good. Like, you cut half of it, and I loved the other half. So I'm expecting to half love his new album.
I'm not. He made the McDonald's song.
Yeah, that's true. And he sucked in NSYNC. But, man, I don't know. He goes by the name.
JK.
Justin. Ow!
Yeah, it is a pretty funny CD. There's this one guy. I worked at this one job, and he liked it so much.
Oh, yeah?
He played all the time. I'm like, you're so gay. Well, I kept bugging him, but he'd always say he wasn't gay, but... I'm pretty sure he was gay.
Hey, speaking of gay, so you hung out with Gay Dave, what was that, last week? What did you guys do?
Oh my God, we found this restaurant on Davie Street, and they sell pitchers of Caesar, daiquiri, and margaritas for $13.
Ooh, nice.
Or $13.95. I know, that's insane. For like, a Caesar is like $6 for a little shot glass. For $13 for a pitcher? Like, now we're talking. It's at a restaurant called Hamburger Mary's. We went there for food. And we came out with all these weird drinks for extremely cheap. It was,
nice.
It was weird.
I was at this place on Davie. I think it's called The Fountainhead.
I went there too.
Because I was there with, speaking of gay guys, I was there with Gay Gary when I was between jobs. And he was like, here, man, I'll come buy you some beer. So I went with him. And you get this thing that it's the biggest thing of beer I've ever seen. It's like 4 times bigger than a
pitcher.
Like
a big?
It was like, it was huge. I don't know how many liters were in it, but a lot. And it was me and these three other gay guys. Three gay guys, not other. I'm not a gay guy.
Right.
But see, that's where I got worried because I was like, you know, it's fun to hang out with Gay Gary, but I don't know, like, I can't, what are they going to do? Booze me up and roll me down the hill and, you know,
yeah,
have their way
like
with
that.
Me? So I took my leave of their gayness, but I still appreciate it. Thanks, Gay Gary.
That's pretty funny.
You ever hear this?
Speaking of Gay Gary, when I was out with Dave that night, he actually let me in the bathroom at Blend's. I was like, I wonder if anyone will go there. He's like, no, you don't know anyone here works here anymore, do you? And I was like, hey, it's Kay Carrie. And I like, went right in.
Yeah,
gave me the staff key and everything.
Because didn't he start the same day as you? Or
yeah,
like
me and
approximately?
Yeah, the exact same day. And we had training with Yasik together.
Man.
And just because I couldn't really like Gary, but I didn't really like Yasik, so we were kind of like tag teaming up against Yasik, and we really were just like, oh.
So that is like almost 2 years now then, isn't it? That Gay Gary's been working there?
Oh, yeah.
That's
August,
fucking ridiculous,
August, like,
man.
5th will be 2 years.
And it's not a good coffee shop. It's a terrible coffee shop. And he works graveyard. That's fucked. But I guess he knows
a lot
of
really
people in the neighborhood
picture.
And stuff.
Okay, so remember I told you about that dancing, like, creepy lady before in one of the shows, and I couldn't figure out the name?
Right.
Well, here it is.
Hey, is that Keanu Reeves vomiting?
Yeah, that's Keanu Reeves vomiting. Derek thinks that's the greatest picture ever.
What's the name of this magazine?
The name of the magazine I got is called Shock. It's, like, pictures of, like, really fucked up things that people just send in. Now, anyways, there's this lady, and she does it. And this is homework for anyone who's listening. Look her up. Her name is Goddess Bunny. And it's a guy, and he's a polio-stricken dancing transvestite. And he wears these weird dresses and dances around all creepy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the most fucked up shit I've ever seen in my life.
I remember seeing
the
little video of that.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, like clicking, and there's like, ah.
Man,
yeah. So anyone, homework, Goddess Bunny, polio-stricken transvestite dancer.
That's just fucked up.
From the Shock magazine.
So what else is in this magazine? This
I don't know.
Awesome.
I'll flip you through some pretty cool pages. Oh, here, I'll show you one that's really sick. Oh, the alligator hanging's kind of weird. The dead giraffe is dried out. It's weird.
Oh, man. Go back to the dead giraffe. That's fucking cool.
Okay.
Hey,
dead giraffe
I was
drying
thinking,
out.
Oh, man. Because you can like still see the stripes and shit.
I know.
But it's
all
like
dried
a skeleton
out.
Kinda. It's all like, man.
And then
hey,
there's
one. Hey, do you think we'd get in trouble if we did the show at the library?
Maybe.
Just like, how the fuck are you doing, Aaron? Ow! Cunt, bitch,
we'll
fuck!
Do it at the library, but be really loud. This is China.
They have a
Look
lot of people
that.
There. Holy fuck.
Well, there's a few people there. I would hate to be that guy right there. Like, how do you get home?
That's
just
weird
pictures.
I think it's funny that India's getting all the outsourcing work because Chinese people can't speak good enough English.
There's some funny picture in here I'll show you in a sec. Oh, yeah. Some PETA people that decided to wrap themselves up in meat trays.
Man.
I think that's pretty cool.
In a lot of ways, I think PETA just has nothing better to do.
Did you see that one? I saw this one that these people did. There's a whole bunch of beached whales and seals on the beach, and they spelled PETA really big out of the dead animals, and then took a helicopter shot of it. It was on collegehumor.com.
That's cool.
And then they sent it into PETA. Yeah, they freaked out. Is that awesome?
Man.
I think it's fucking hilarious. I don't even eat meat, and I think that's funny. Oh, look, that's just so fucking hilarious. There's one picture in here I want to show you.
Hitler's
I'm
head.
Yeah, I know. There's fucking weird shit.
It's been a year since Hurricane Katrina already. Man,
really?
We should totally
oh,
use
look
this
at that
magazine.
Bus.
Weird, man. It's like a bus with no top.
Let's wave at the bus with no top and see if one person waves at us. Does one person, will one person wave at us?
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Every once in a while
it's
when
like
I'm up
a bus
in,
with half a top.
When I'm up in the projection booth, someone waves to me. I think it's cool.
They can see you?
We should totally use this magazine, though, as like our news of like what's going on in the world. This is awesome.
I know. I'm looking for the, oh yeah, the fly wearing the sunglasses.
How the fuck did they manage that?
I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. I like these shock kids, though.
I saw this thing the other day. There's this girl. Oh, gross. Bum
this is
surgery.
The same spider I used to have in my house. Remember in that weird little container?
Oh, these are spider bites? Oh, my God.
That's just one spider bite. That's the evolution of the spider bite.
Holy
from the spider that
fuck.
I used to have in my house. Remember the little container?
Right.
With the killer spider that would kill everything that you put in there? That's what it would look like if
that's
I would have
like
got bit by him.
In one of the Found magazines, the guy found these printouts at a computer lab, so he figured that's good enough for Found. And it was about, what was the name of the spider? It's
this one's a brown recluse.
Brown recluse, that's the one. Like, there's like this girl who got bit in the skull, the top of the head, by a spider. And it started just eating away at her skull.
That's
and,
like
there's
this.
Nothing you can do.
Maybe all skin
will, like,
graft.
Fill up your whole leg.
I just
stuff,
can't believe I had that spider in my house.
Totally need to get amputated.
And look at this guy. He pumps saline into his head to make his head bulge out, and then his body eventually like evaporates it all back down.
Why?
I don't know. Swell guy. He's a swell guy. I don't know.
Have you ever heard about guys
from
who
Montreal? That might.
Guys who deliberately fill up their bowels with gas or like air or something, and then they fart it all out. Like it actually makes their stomachs big. They have so
no.
much gas. Supposedly, it feels really good. It's a little
ding,
bit
ding.
Fucked, I'd say.
And this is so hot that all the fish in the water boiled.
Oh, where is that?
Lake Erie in Carreiro de Varisa, Brazil.
Holy shit, man! That is like
that's
is
a
that?
Lot
that's
of
like
fucking fish.
Like thousands of dead
millions
fish.
Millions of fish.
That is fucked up.
So I recommend the Shock magazine to anybody.
This
it's $3,
awesome.
Like
this
at 7-Eleven.
One of the best I've ever seen.
I know. For $3, I was like, I have to buy this. This is the coolest magazine ever. People who hang up the mountains and dance.
But yeah, I heard about this this chick from Japan who is like 11 or 12 who has like huge boobs, and they actually, because this is how fucked up Japan is, they gave her a modeling contract and she was modeling bikinis and stuff. And it's like, that girl is 11 years old, and she eventually left because there was like, I don't know, because it's fucking
weird.
They were
just fucking around with her?
I don't know. It's just
creepy. She got creeped out? I'd be creeped out too.
Well, yeah, like what kind of nation would be like, all right, look at that girl. She's 11 years old and she has big hooties.
Only in Japan.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Only in Japan.
Or possibly any other Asian country.
Look, there's some Japan people right now.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll take a picture of us.
Certainly are plenty of them here.
I think I have dirt all over my ass.
I always kind of think of the world as like as if it was a big role-playing game, and these are all just the NPCs, the non-player characters that are being randomly generated into my day. And around here, like the logarithms are fucked up, so they just generate way too many Asian people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. And yeah, homeless guys.
I'm a big nerd, obviously. That's my nerd way of seeing the world.
It's pretty cool.
Out here. It's nice.
But if you think about it, in this park yesterday, 3,000 people sat smoking weed in this park yesterday.
Was that
for Cannabis Day?
Right.
Instead of Canada Day, they Cannabis Day.
Dominion Day.
Yeah, it was full. Like, I walked basically through here and then right back out again. I was like, wow, that's way too many people.
I happened to wander by on the last 420 just by accident. I didn't even realize what day it was. And yeah, there's a fucking shitload of people here that day, too.
Yeah, 420? Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Isn't that weird, though, on the other side of this
Nothing
place?
Nothing really goes on?
On the south side?
It's like protesters?
That's like... But if you always protest in your designated protest zone, it doesn't seem like much of a protest to me, you know?
No.
That's like the place where you're allowed to protest. Well, that's not the point of
a protest.
It's
like the place where you're allowed to graffiti on the wall.
Yeah.
That's not where you want to graffiti. You want to graffiti on the businesses.
You're supposed to go fuck shit
up.
Makes
no sense. Yeah, it sort of defeats the protest. That's funny. I never thought of that.
So, I got something I got to point out that is only of interest to a very small part of the population of people who have seen X-Men 3 and people who live in the east coast of Canada. I found out...
Well, it doesn't even apply to me.
Yeah, I'll make it quick because it's for so few people. But I found out that Kitty Pryde from X-Men 3 has like, man, that chick looks familiar. Who is that girl? She is fucking Mr. Leahy's daughter from Trailer Park Boys. Fucking Nova Scotia represent. The chick from Halifax is in X-Men 3, one of the
really?
Lead characters. I was like, wow, that's fucking cool.
Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, my old boss from...
That's moving on up. Another weird
Nova
bus.
Scotia is in one of the Trailer Park Boys episodes.
What the fuck? There's weird buses everywhere.
What the hell are you going to see in Vancouver? I mean, if it was like North Vancouver sightseeing, maybe.
Oh, I think they drive all around, though,
right?
I think they go to like the ocean and go all around. I don't think it just goes through downtown. I think it just goes to the hotels and stuff.
Just go down.
But we don't really know. Hey, how's it going?
Yo.
Good. We got...
That was one of the...
that was one of our first comments.
One of the first things that I did, both when my parents came to visit and when my friend Mark came here, is take them on the Hastings bus, down Hastings. And
oh, like, really? Isn't that awesome?
It's like, man, check this shit out. This is
That's the greatest bus ride ever. I have to take that bus home, actually.
That's where this sightseeing thing should totally go.
Yeah. We should make our own, like, crack sightseeing or, like, not, like, the nice areas. Let's go to, like, the most, like, you know, like, derelict buildings of, like, the entire city and, like, go around and...
Take them to the fucking bathroom at that Burger King you just went to. That is the fucking sickest bathroom.
It was actually really clean today.
Really?
Yeah. They must have just cleaned it. It smelled good. It was all spotless. The floor
was really
clean.
Well, of course, you were in the women's side,
right? The girls is always nice.
That actually has a door. The men's is just like open all the time and they just piss everywhere.
Yeah,
it's fucking sick.
I can imagine.
The train station at Main Street is really sick, too.
Oh, yeah. It's Main Street. Because anyone can go there. It's a free-for-all.
So, yeah, so I got wireless internet problems where I used to just be able to go in my backyard and use the wireless internet, but now it only works.
Some random signal?
It only works at this one cheap-ass Ramada hotel, like 5 blocks from my house.
That's really weird.
I literally
work at my house when you plug the internet in.
The other day, or when I was uploading the last episode of Logaria, I was sitting in their filthy parking lot on an old tire next to a dirty sock. That is fucked. And I was on the internet. This is the new world.
Next to a dirty sock on the internet.
But I found a new spot where if you sit along the back wall of the liquor store, you can still get the Ramada connection. But it's just like, man, scumbag internet time.
That's fucked up.
It's ridiculous.
At least it's working.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm not paying for
it. It's funny how
it
doesn't work when you plug the internet in, though. That's what I want to know.
I don't know. It's fucked.
It's fucked up shit, yo.
So, I was thinking that I really like band names that rhyme. I came up with some band names. Treason to Reason. That'd be like your hardcore political band that thinks they're making a difference by singing songs about shit in the world. And then my preferred name, Fire in the Dryer.
Fire in the Dryer.
I think that'd be an awesome name.
Fire in the Dryer.
And then every song.
We had a cat in the dryer once, but never a fire.
How long did you leave it in there for?
I don't know. My mom... Well, it was an accident, so maybe like 20 minutes, half an hour. I'm not really sure. It was in there for a while, though. Not really sure.
There was a news story I think I heard on Keith and the Girl about some drunk-ass guy who put a kid in the dryer because the kid
put
was wet.
A kid?
Yeah, like a baby. And burned the baby's skin a bunch. The kid was okay, I guess, but... That's still a fucked up thing to do.
Why didn't you just dry it off?
I don't know.
Air dry.
No time.
No time. Dishwasher and then into the dryer.
I was actually reading this interview with some band in the Nerve magazine where nobody was home. This one guy was asleep and he was drying clothes and there was a fire in the dryer. So he went and saw that the dryer was on fire and he was just going to go back to bed. So he started writing a note. He's like, hey guys, the dryer... And then he, like, somewhere deep inside realized, wait a sec, I should do something about this. So instead he called 911. But he was actually going to leave a note that just said, hey, guys, the dryer's on fire and go back to bed.
That's fucking hilarious. That's something I would do. Just write a little note. Gone fishing.
Sorry your house is gone, but I'm a busy man. No time to call police.
And your clothes.
So,
that's funny.
You know when you're watching movies and shit, and there's just, like, that one really annoying character?
Yeah.
Like the last one I saw was Poseidon, where there's, like, the guy who's, like, a fucking real annoying dick. And I don't understand why when people are writing those movies, why don't they just fucking shoot that guy in the face?
Like, right in the beginning.
Yeah, as soon as he starts acting like an asshole, fucking blow him away.
Blow him out. Get
him
out of there.
That would just make my day.
That'd be funny.
Although, I mentioned that to Mark Harding, and he mentioned that, you know, in those survival situations, you might need to eat the guy. So he's being an asshole, but you're just like, no, wait. We might have to eat him.
We might have to get him to get us stuff.
Just put up with him for now. But seriously, they should just have a movie like that where anytime, you know, they're dealing with a crisis. Well, like there's this comic book called Why the Last Man, where every male on the earth dies except one guy. And I don't know if it's bad writing or it's because the whole world is filled with women, but there's all these characters in it that just annoy the fuck out of me. Like, this is a giant catastrophe, you know, pull your shit together, but they're just acting retarded. It would be just great if every time someone started acting stupid and fucking shit up, just kill them. Just blow them away.
Get the fuck out of here.
I gotta write that story. I gotta make that movie.
Just every time someone just starts to get annoying, just...
Yeah,
have a whole
great.
Bunch of annoying characters and just...
And then if anyone says, hey, what do you think you're doing? Pull the gun on them. They're like, okay, oh, okay. Right. Shoot
Sorry
everyone.
About that.
That'd be great.
Yep. So underneath a willow tree.
You know what we should try to do sometime? We should
climb
go to
the tree while we do the show?
I was thinking we should go to a park and literally swing on swings while we record a show.
Okay. I get really dizzy from that. Let's see how it works.
We should do that.
I'll
That'd
barf all
awesome.
Over myself. So we got swinging swings. We can go to Stanley Park.
Yeah.
We can go at night where all those gay guys pop out of the bush.
We could do
we can go to the beach.
Go do like an episode from the back seat of a bus or something.
just ride around a bus. Do you want to do that?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
How about we'll do the number 10 Hastings bus?
Yeah,
Let's
why not?
Let's do it. We'll go like all the way up to the end and then all the way back. We'll both get our bus. We'll get it on a 2-for-1 Sunday so we don't even have to pay for it.
It's going to be tough though, you know, not making sarcastic comments about all the junkies that get on the bus.
Oh, whatever. We'll just do it anyways.
They'll come spit junkie blood on us.
The thing is, we're not really talking much louder than we usually would. So if they're at the front of the bus, they're not going to hear us.
Yeah, it's true. And we
Plus
can just
whatever.
Be like the super secret show. Like, hey, look at that guy that just got on the bus.
Oh, my God. Did you see that guy on the street? He's peeing. Oh, no. He's pooping. Oh, that's poop. It's brown. Yeah.
Was it you who told me that? No. Maybe it was the beginning of one of Chris Walther's autobiographies. Where in the first chapter, there's a homeless guy walking down the street who shits in his pants and then just kind of like shakes the shit out of the pant leg and just keeps on walking, happy as can be.
That's funny. There's a funny story. My friend Veronica actually had a funny true story about that. She's working in a restaurant, and she said, like, there was, like, a streak of poop on the ground, like, in the middle of the restaurant, right? And then two turds, and then, like, another big streak. And she's like, what the fuck?
Was like, it, like, a happy face or something? Or?
No, like, it fell out of someone's pants. Like, they shit their pants.
So sick.
And they shook it out their leg.
You know, I could see letting
that's
myself slip
happened.
Pretty far if I was a homeless dude, but I wouldn't shit my pants. That would never. Not deliberately, anyway.
Go into a back alley and corner yourself or something. Shit there. Yep. If you really gotta.
Speaking of Chris Walther books, though, that's something I loved about East Fam, my favorite of his books. I fucking love that book. But the first chapter,
awesome.
The like hero of the story, he finally gets his fix. He's going crazy trying to get some heroin, and then the cops, you know, catch him and knock it out of his hand,
and
you know,
squish
kick
him
in the dirt.
Pavement.
And then he just shits his pants. He just gives up. He's just like weeping and shits his pants. And it's like, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your hero of the story. Man, we gotta try and interview that guy or something someday because that was such a fucking awesome book.
Yeah, him and a few others. Chai Pig.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely... I don't know.
You might just walk by.
I'm curious about, like, what's it going to sound like when they make a new album or, you know, Slave Co. or whatever? Because now that he has teeth, isn't he going to sound different?
I don't don't think he really. Maybe he'll take him out and sing.
Because I mean, I've seen pictures of him from like the 90s, and he still was pretty toothless. Like, not as toothless, but pretty bad.
Maybe he'll just put him, take him out.
Yeah.
He'll be like, well, I don't need these teeth anymore.
Oh, they just like dentures? I guess I never thought about that.
I don't know. They're like dentures.
Wooden teeth?
Yeah, they're dentures. They just, he showed me. He popped them in and out. He showed me his teeth.
That'd be fucked to take out
his
dentures.
Because he's weird. He's like, he can't really put them in his, he can't like adjust to it.
Did they have to take out his remaining teeth?
Oh, yeah, they have to. Yeah, oh, yeah, they have to.
Man.
And they just like groove it in, basically. It slides in.
That's going to be fucked because then his gums are going to recede even more now. Like when he's like 80, he's going to be fucked.
I don't know. It doesn't look that bad. It looks pretty good.
But that'd be so weird.
It kind of looks like he has an overbite or something. She's like, hey, oh, like, it's terrific.
Before you get on stage, though, you take your teeth out so you sound like your normal punk self. That'd be fucked.
Cool. So me and Keith got Loggeria logs now. Two books.
Yeah.
I got
our special Loggeria notebooks.
They're special secret, top secret books with elastics so you can tie things and you can
awesome.
Put other papers inside. That's our news for the day. Loggeria logos. Loggeria logs.
Thanks, by the way. I appreciate
it.
Oh,
no, that's cool. I was like, I got to get Keith something. I got to get him a book. He likes books and stationery, I think.
We got some dudes singing over here.
We got CNC Music Factory shaking it up.
Nobody understands our art, Aaron.
No, it's for, this
I
is our
think
own.
It's good that we're at the art gallery.
I think this is a good place
some
for us.
Avant-garde shit sitting outside the art gallery.
Nobody cares.
Doing
I could spark up a joint
art.
Right now. We could smoke it. Nobody would care. I kind of feel like doing that.
That's the thing with this town. We could literally be like dancing yeah. around doing this show and people would just be yeah. like, meh, whatever.
Well, I'm just going to spark up a little dube here. Dump it
in
out on the ground.
In remembrance of yesterday.
In the remembrance of yesterday. And that I could do whatever the fuck I want. I got these sunglasses, and I'm not really sure if they suit my face. They're really cheap, and I need sunglasses.
Man, speaking of the coppers, I was on the fucking SkyTrain today, and they were doing, like, ticket checks, and there's these two kids sitting across the aisle from me.
Oh, yeah, smoking weed!
Who didn't have their passes. And you think these, like, bitch fucking transit cops could just be like, fine, you don't have your pass, you know, I'll go write you a ticket. But dude's all, I guess it was a chick, she's all like, you don't have your passes.
What do you mean you don't have your passes?
You
think where
you
are
can
your
just
passes?
Ride for free.
You just do whatever
like,
you want.
Whatever, lady. Whatever. Who cares? No one pays these tickets anyway.
Yeah, I owe $300 to them right now.
Yeah, I owe at least $150.
Oh, sweet. It doubles if you owe it.
Oh, nice. So I owe
$300. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Hey, there's some lady in a straw
Hi.
Hat. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
What do you
need?
So let's see what we got here.
What do you, we need to sign something.
We got a
something.
Petition to the city of Vancouver to issue a permit to allow Falun Gong's peaceful appeal
okay.
at the Chinese consulate on Granville. Add your voice to call Stop Killing Falun Gong Practitioners in China. Hey,
okay.
That sounds cool. I'll sign that
I'll
shit.
Sign it for you.
Right on.
Thank you.
Ooh, he's giving us all the info. We oh, the
info.
Epoch Times.
Thanks.
I love that paper.
We're doing a radio show. You're welcome. No, no, no. You didn't interrupt at all.
Nick, now.
Do you want to say something? You just gotta talk. She doesn't want to talk.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
29 is
yeah, you just
44.
Talk.
Why? Why? I? 听得到? Hello?
So what do we got here? The Falun Dafa Falun Gong?
Yeah,
practice?
Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa Ho. Falun Dafa Ho. 法人大法是正法和广普照
Thank you
nice,
very
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day. Thanks.
Good luck.
Good luck. You're welcome. Well, nice. That was trippy shit. Spark
so,
up a joint.
So that thing we just signed was to... I thought Falun Dafa Gong or whatever was a person, but apparently it's just some kind of Tai Chi shit. We got the little pamphlet here. It's a
we should keep this for our Loggeria
self-cultivation practice, but so what is it? Are they like cracking down, like not allowing people to do this shit?
Well, I guess we could read it. I don't know. I just it's probably a protest for them. She needs so many signatures, right?
I'm wicked confused. I like this paper though. The Epoch Times. I've read this before. They had like a 6-part series on why communism in China is fucked up.
I think I like the best part when I liked her singing.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Nice, man.
We got totally just handed the microphone.
I'm gonna do a techno remix of that
she
to put
was,
at
like,
the end
turning
of the show.
It off and on, and I was like, "No, you just gotta talk." And she's like, "Oh, diablo."
I didn't know. I was like thinking maybe I should ask her about it, but obviously she can't
speak
English. So I don't know. That was still pretty cool, though.
Yeah, we figured out what she was going for.
Doing the show outside is fucking awesome, man.
We already got some cool shit.
Yeah, we were talking about how the only problem is we can't really go to the super deep down seedy areas because we're sitting here with a laptop, you know?
Yeah, we wouldn't even be talking to you guys. It'd be over by now.
Yeah, seriously.
We'd have like 2 minutes and then we'd be like at a pod. We'd be at every pod shop looking for our laptop.
That would suck because we'd lose the show. Well, that was pretty fucking cool.
Well, that was cool. She's getting everyone. Look. Everyone's signed that shit. There's people everywhere. Zigzag guy.
Have you ever had
any weed?
One of those random stop you on the road talking about like trying to get you to donate to various foundations, you know? Like,
yeah.
The thing that sucks about
those guys on the street, you mean?
Yeah, it's like I'd give them $20 or whatever, but
every month.
Yeah,
I know.
I can't
afford NDP,
that.
No, I'm like, can I just give you $20? That's all I can afford. I can't afford to give somebody $20
every
month.
Rent. Like, Christ. This hat I'm wearing right now.
It's a nice hat.
I got it for 99 cents at Value Village.
Cents. It looks like Derek's hat.
It was broken in the back.
Oh, it's a product.
See, so I just did bobby pin
wow.
action.
Wow, whatever. You got to do what you got to do. Want to see the shoes I got today for super cheap? I need to buy shoes for work. I don't know. Would you consider these runners? You know how Bal is and it's, you know, bullshit.
You mean what's the secret code name? Dog truck?
Dog truck. Yeah, he knows about that, though. It's not even secret anyway. So I bought these shoes. They're kind of like, you know, like Converse One Stars, but they're like into girl shoes.
Oh, look at that.
But aren't those kind of cool?
Weird.
They're kind of weird and dirty. They're like, but they're only $9.
Those are kind of cool.
Yeah, I know, like, I could just wipe them up when I get home. It's like someone tried them on or something or returned them. But I was like, for $10. I think they're kind of like Beetlejuicy weird.
Right.
So I was like, whatever. Do you think I can wear those at work? Those don't look like runners, do they? Those look more like dress shoes, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I think they're pretty cool. And if I want, I could change the laces to something different. Like, if they start getting dirty, you put new ones in.
And you can write, fuck Bal on the front here.
Yeah. I just like the stripes to the inside. I got them from the Stitches store. And I also got two pairs of sunglasses because I wanted one. But the girl's like, they're two for one. I'm like, oh, I have to come up with two. So I got the exact same ones in black.
You know, that's the only thing I don't like about wearing glasses. Because I actually like glasses. Even if I didn't need them, I think I'd still wear them with just, like, glass lenses or something. Or plastic. But the only thing that sucks is that I can't wear...
sunglasses.
Luchador masks. Oh. I would wear a luchador mask. I think I've mentioned this before. I would fucking wear
even though you're not a luchador at all?
I'd become a luchador through the merit of having the mask on. It would rule.
I think we're going to have a lot of extreme background noise in this show. But that's
I think it'd be nice. Ambient
I've been like
sound.
Dropping the microphone and like pulling plastic and being like, and if oh, look at this, these shoes.
If we can get this more portable, like if I can actually shut this thing, it'd be awesome. We can go like get hot dogs and veggie dogs.
Hot dogs,
you.
Veggie dogs.
While we're on the show, it'll be wicked.
Turkey dogs. We can go to the fountain if we want. I want to go down to the beach. We should go to Wreck Beach, the nude beach one day.
For sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. We got to go.
We should go do that.
Except I'm not getting naked.
I'm not getting naked either.
Hopefully. I don't know. I've heard it's pretty nasty down there. I've never been there.
Oh,
but
it's a super nice
tends
beach.
To be. But I mean, fairly scary folk that will walk around nude.
Oh, yeah, whoever.
Yeah.
It's just, lots and lots of very large women. When I went there, lots of very large men and women.
That's like, I got this Uncle Colin who lives out in the...
I got this joint.
Way outside of the city limits. And he wears the smallest little thongs. And that's all he will wear walking around his country estate. But I mean, he's like lives in the mountains.
That's still, awesome.
It's not very cool.
Oh, well, I won't go naked. I would probably wear similar to what I'm wearing now. Like shorts, a tank top.
Do they honestly have naked hot dog vendors there in the summer?
Oh, yeah.
That's
weird. There's naked everyone. You just walk around. There's like guys selling mushrooms, guys selling weed, guys selling acid. Like little trays. like a hot dog guy walking around like... acid, need your acid, mushrooms, marijuana, and beer.
I didn't even know about Wreck Beach until
just goes.
My ex mentioned it. She's like, you want to go to Wreck Beach sometime? And I was like, I guess. Whatever. What the hell's Wreck Beach? And then I found out what it was. And I was like, holy shit, do you really want to go? And she's like, no, I was joking. I was like, fuck.
I'll go. I like it down there. It's super nice. The stairs are a bitch, though. You haven't been there at all? Oh, the stairs are a bitch.
Naked. That would have been cool.
Yeah, no, everyone walks around naked. It's really casual. No one really cares. We could just walk around naked. No one's really going to care.
I got this one awesome memory of when me and her lived together. She was totally naked, guitar slung over her back, and was cooking me breakfast. That was so cool.
I think she I'm like trying to imagine everything that's going on.
I literally remember just looking at that scene of the naked chick who had just finished playing me a song on guitar, now cooking me breakfast. And I was like, I wish I could just transport this memory back to little Keith and be like, Keith, someday a naked chick is going to serenade you and make you breakfast.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that was good times.
That's hilarious.
I think that's a good sign that I'm starting to remember the good times about that relationship, you know, not just the horrible end.
That's pretty funny.
I'm maturing as a person.
Good.
Dick, balls, cock.
Fart. You don't win with dick and fart jokes. I think you always win with dick and fart jokes.
That's true. It's the ultimate
backup. How can you lose with dick and fart jokes? Like, you're going to capture a wide range of audience.
Hey, speaking of dick, I was thinking of going to the library to actually get the book, but I'll just give the recap. You know Chuck Palahniuk, the guy who did Fight Club?
Yeah.
He wrote a whole book about Portland and just weird shit that went on in Portland. And there's a part of it where one of his friends, he found out that for years, ever since she was a little kid, until she moved out of the house. So at least 10 years. Every Sunday, her mom would go down to cook breakfast. She would
Sneak,
did I tell you this one?
Yeah, tell me again.
Sneak into her dad's room, climb under the covers, and suck him off for like a decade. And then after she moved out,
like,
they just never talked about it anymore. And
who does that shit?
Apparently, and then they were roommates. I think it was she was one of Chuck's roommates, and the dad came to visit, and he was like, "Man, this
is so weird.
Like, you were you got sucked off by your own kid."
And she told everyone this?
I think just him. I don't know. I was like, I was wondering about that. Like, now that it's in a fucking book by a very famous author, like, aren't
people
you
gonna
be a little
pissed? And now we're talking about it, so everyone's gonna know for sure. Yeah. We're talking about it in the art gallery.
Our circulation is clearly larger than the Chucky's.
Yeah, there's people everywhere listening to us.
Man. Yeah, I don't know. I think this is pretty cool. This is a nice change. Especially in the summer.
What's that weird... Oh, that's like an elevator machine over there? Like that? What's that moving thing inside that building over there? Do you see that? Or is that just me tripping out?
I'm just looking at the hot chick in the fountain. Man, I hope she falls down and gets all wet.
Keith, she's like 13. The little girl the blue tank top?
Oh, good God. No, the one next to her. The grown woman.
The one in the black?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's really young, too.
I can't tell.
Keith, that's like a 15-year-old kid.
They can be hot when they're 15. Come on. Oh. Be cool.
Fine.
It's the difference between saying, wow, that chick's hot, and like sticking my dick in her. I got my
limits. Still kind of sick to me.
I know where the
line
is.
That looks like a bunch of little kids in a fountain. And Keith's getting a boner.
I gotta admit, I do need new glasses. My glasses are pretty. I don't know. I'm pretty sure though. If that chick wanders back over this way, we'll see. We'll do a.
Okay, she's not that young, but she's not that old.
I mean, that's a pretty curvy lady, regardless of the age.
Okay, maybe like 18, 19.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's probably a bad basis for a meaningful relationship, but that's fine to.
You're starting all over.
Watching the fountain.
Oh, got one guy standing there trying to figure out what's going on.
So what we got here? Fucking.
How long are we at now? What have we accomplished?
Trying to figure out how much battery power I got left here. Only 23% on the battery, so I figure we better wrap this up.
Okay.
So any last words
from
the
Well, we're in the park. Art gallery. If you guys are in Vancouver, check it out. It's a pretty nice place. Lots of really fucked up buildings. Like, I remember sitting in a park in Saskatoon and seeing buildings like this.
Yeah.
Just randomly. Weird buses going by. People everywhere.
So after this show's over, I'm going to go hit on that 15-year-old girl.
I'm going to go hang out with that Asian lady.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I'll see you next time. New location. Nah, I don't know what I'm talking about. New location. New Bat Channel. New everything. Guys won't know where we'll be. We'll be like The Flash. We'll be somewhere totally different.
Maybe we can have people try to guess where
we'll be. Maybe we'll be at your house. Like, you never know where we'll be. So don't underestimate the power of the Loggeria.
We need to break into someone's house and do a show secretly from like their kitchen while we eat their food.
And then like bust out. We can do a secret one from my neighbor's kitchen.
Man, she was just frolicking.
Okay, well, I think it's time for Keith to go play in the fountain and Aaron to learn Mandarin.
See y'all later.
Bonjour.
是正法和广普照。